أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. او الله allow us to gain Ramadan. او الله allow us to gain ليلة القدر. او الله allow us to gain the level of slavery to you. او الله decorate us with the quality beloved to you, by you, from you, Ya Allah. You are the owner of the quality. O Allah, we are weak, give us strength. We are stingy, make us generous. O Allah, we need your light, we need your wisdom, we need your vision, we need your guidance, we need your mercy. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Allah, to look at us and smile to us. And please, Ya Allah, don't look at us and be angry at us. Enable us to give us sincerity in the seen and unseen, and make us truthfulness with the seen and unseen, and make us real. Follow the truth, the word of you, and the advice of you, and the teaching of your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we only can beg you, we only can call you, and you are the only one can listen. And you are the only one who are the owner of all the quality and all the mean and all the condition. O Allah, guide us toward you and make us toward you, for you, by you. O Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, and give us light and wisdom and vision and guidance, and increase our provision, and make us rely on you only, Ya Allah, and don't make us rely on nobody except you, Ya Allah, and don't make us poor to nobody except you, Ya Allah, and don't make us in need of nobody except you, Ya Allah, and don't make us beg nobody except you, Ya Allah, and make us for you, Ya Allah, to share the guidance of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept our prayer, Ya Allah, and give us, Ya Allah, a blessing Ramadan, with the rahmah of Ramadan, with the forgiveness of Ramadan, with the nafahat of Ramadan, with the karamat of Ramadan, and give us the af of you in Ramadan. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Some people complain about me and they said, you're too tough, your message is tough. If I'm tough, oh Allah, I have some toughness, make me soft and make me kind and make me beloved to you and make people love you and love your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and enable people and mankind to hear me for you and let them benefit from this message, Ya Allah. This about me. I can talk about myself. About the message. The message is tough for those who are too far, and the message is soft for those who humble themselves and want to be. Everyone hears a message from different perspective, according to the status of the heart. And I want to remind myself and you, of some of the early scholars, he said, one of the ultimate arrogant to say, I'm no good, I'm bad, I do not have the quality, this arrogant, and this stubbornness, and this has no belief in Allah, but has to be, oh Allah, and you beg him, I do not have it, Allah, give me the quality. If you own us, he will give you. He will search you the quality. Because no son of Adam can leave this earth without quality unless he's too far from Allah. And one of the most mischief a person can do to himself, to listen to the shaitan, the devil, the Satan, and make him more arrogant than begging Allah. Because Allah is the owner of the quality. You knock the door of Allah, and you tell him, Allah, give me. What he will do? He will give you. But a lot of us today, if we get something, after you make dua, after you pray to Allah, after you produce a supplicate to Allah, after do your wishes, what Allah wants from you? Action. You have to try. It's almost like every day I tell you, you have no muscles. You said, I never have muscle. But if you eat well, drink well, exercise well, you will have muscles. Who's stopping you? Can you say, I will never have? I cannot have? No. People who are lazy, people who try to play a game with themselves and their own shayateen, they talk like that. But look at the people who try to play in Olympic. What they do? They wake up. They exercise 12 hours daily, 14 hours daily, 16 hours daily, until they reach the level is acceptable. Because anything with exercise, with trying, you will be. Why Allah sent us Ramadan every month? You fail for 11 months, come, try. Rahmah. We cannot say the door is closed. We cannot say that. We cannot say, I cannot. I do not have it. Or not now. Not today. Not this condition. We cannot do that. But the moment, respect every condition and situation, and you know, is a goodness in it. Even the most ugly situation has a goodness. The most toughest condition has a goodness. To do what? To surrender to Allah. To beg Allah. To tell him, Allah, elevate me. Give me the quality, Allah. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today we are alive, tomorrow we will be dead. Today you have a chance, tomorrow you have no chance. If you gain today, you gain tomorrow. If you lose today, you lose tomorrow. I promise you. Why? Shaitan develop habits. He give you habits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have a habits. You belong to Allah, you develop imani habits. You belong to shaitan, you have shaitani habits. And you have a choice. What is Ramadan? A cleansing month. A month to cleanse you, to purify you, to give you strength over yourself, over your nafs, over shayateen. The month of Ramadan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala captured all shayateen, the big one, the marada, the scholar, the leader. Why? He won't make the battle against your nafs and your own shaitan is easy. What it mean? He give you a chance. A chance. Don't play a game. It's not me. It's not my shaitan. It's a sickness deep in my heart. And how we cleanse it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a medication. Stop eating. Stop drinking. Stop thinking about joy and remember Him. Get closer to Him. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he was passing by and he found people giggling. And what he said? He said, تَذَكَّرُوا هَذِ مَنْ لَذَّتْ. Remember the destroyer of our pleasure. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the destroyer of all pleasure? He said, death, al-maut. Because death gets rid of all the pleasure. No pleasure after death. By the way, when you think about death, you come down. When you think about death, you hurry to do good deed. Where does this disease come from? Long haul. We talk about it many topics before. And this is why shaitan give you called tasweef. What is tasweef? Tasweef when shaitan manipulate your thinking and relabel your thinking and intention with different topic. And after that, he move different topic in your heart and mind to the point make you paralyze. You cannot do good deed. And if you did do good deed, he make you erase it by changing your intention. But I have a good news for you. If you are a mu'min, if we do good deed, before we do it, set intention. And in the middle of doing it, renew your intention. And when you finish it, reconfirm your intention. And if shaitan play game, you make tawbah, you repent, you renew your intention, and you said, Allah, forgive me for my mistakes, and you hold tight in the original intention. The niyyah. What happened if the niyyah was corrupted? You have two choices. Either renew niyyah and fight your shaitan and say, Allah, please, I have a corrupted niyyah, but now I want to clean it up. Can you please, Ya Allah, accept it from me? If you own us, what will happen? Allah can accept. But if you clean it, really clean it. But it has to come from the deep of your heart. This is why the early people said, the first topic in Islam is niyyah. Intention. The second topic, ikhlas, sincerity. Today, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to remind each other about today we can, tomorrow we cannot, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. Time is running. And every day we're getting closer to the day of judgment. Every day we're getting closer to our grave. Nobody will get younger. You will get older. And we do not know who will be next, who will be in the grave next, young or old. By this way, Ramadan is a month of Rahmah. Rahmah over us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to cleanse ourselves from our diseases or our nafs, from the attachment of dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a quality in Ramadan. Do you know what the quality is? Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in Ramadan كالريح المرسلة, like the wind is going all the time. All the time. Imagine, do you know what this nickname or this metaphor for? Generosity. He was in Ramadan the most generous person. and the most generous time for him in Ramadan. Why? He know also all the deed multiply in Ramadan. All the deed multiply in Ramadan. I tell you before, long time ago, you won't know your future, see how you behave in Ramadan. What you engaging with in Ramadan. And the lucky one, increase of zikrullah. Increase your worship. Getting away from bad manner. Increase your what? Generosity. The maximum you can. This is your bank account. You will see the result of this bank account the rest of your life. If you pass Ramadan, I promise you have a blessing here. If you fail in Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, your diseases will multiply. The disease of your heart. By this way, every time you fight your own nafs and temptation, you have to remember the real fight is coming. Ramadan is coming. The challenge is coming. What is Ramadan also? Ramadan, take it as the gymnasium. The exercise time. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, oh my son of Adam, you weak. You cannot handle all this. Come in Ramadan. I give you a beautiful time of training. And I will make your shayateen weaker than you. By this way, I help you to enable you to come over that. By this way, Ramadan really, when you think about it, similar like a small Hajj. It containing all the pillar of Islam. Worship, getting the message, reciting Quran, fasting, calming your nafs down, developing quality, be good to each other, humble and humility, sincerity, and most of all, generosity. And people who know me, I always beat up this issue. Because all messenger and prophet was generous. All the owner of all quality in generosity. And all the evil quality and diseases in what? Stinginess. The highest level of belief, generosity, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lower level of disbelief is arrogant and stingy. It's a fight. And a training is a rahmah, is an open door buffet of good deed. And a challenging. Who will come grab the maximum he can for his own benefit, he or she? Today, we're going to see another message from Allah in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the chapter called Al-Believer. The Believer. Imagine a chapter called Believer. Now let's examine it quick and see some of the major messages I consider it for us. And it has a lot, more than you imagine. Look at this. What the first one? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believer were or will be a successful. The believer is successful. The successful believer. The believer will be success. They are success. By whom? By Allah. What is the style and sign of the success of the believer? Allah will tell you who they are, the success one. It's not me and you. By the way, if you blame me for my toughness, you have rights. But don't blame the message. This is the message the way it is. What is the first quality of the believer? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The one in the time of their own prayer. They have khushu'. They have humble and humility, concentration and devotion, belonging, connecting to their Lord. This is the first quality of the believer, the time of Salah. What is the second quality of the believer, the successful one? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And those are away from anything straying from Allah. لغو, the majority of scholars said, anything get you away from Allah is لغو. Singing and dancing is لغو. Anything not containing Allah's word is لغو. Anything can get you away from the message is love. Any dunya has no any value to you and do not elevate your iman is love. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are a believer, a successful one, they are getting away from any condition or a company lead them to this state. This is the second quality. What is the third quality? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلْزَكَاةِ فَيَعْلُونَ. And those who are always engaged in charity. Always فَيَعْلُونَ. When you look on the verse, there's a continuation in it. Always engaged in good deed. Always engaged of spending. Why? By the way, when you look at Ramadan, Ramadan has two styles of purification. Purification of the soul and purification of the body. The purification of the body is the physical fasting. The physical fasting is purification of the body. Purification of the disease of the heart and disease of the body. What about the purification of the soul? To rein your nafs. To get you away of stingy, to make you always generous, to cleanse your heart from the disease and slavery of the stuff, it make you a slave to shaitan and your nafs, and make you free for Allah. Because the more you give, the more you're free. The more you accumulate, the more you have attachment. The more you give, you believe of whom you're giving it to. And this is what a lot of people forget. It's not the action by itself. It's the niyyah, the intention, and the meaning of your action. And this is why when Allah talk about zakah in another verse, He said, take from their money zakah to purify them with it. Why Allah accept or consider the charity and spending is purification? Look to the rich people. What happened? How did he become multi-billionaire? Stingy. They love accumulating. And accumulating make you love dunya. And love dunya make you, astaghfirullah al-azim, have no faith in Allah. This is why Messenger and Prophet leave dunya without no money. They are the upper and the role model of mankind. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he said of the meaning of we, Messenger, Prophet, we do not inherit our family any money or wealth, but we leave with nothing. Because they are role model. Because if you have Allah in your hand, what do you need? Number four. Good girl, inshaAllah. Good woman, inshaAllah. Good mu'mina, inshaAllah. Good ayah, inshaAllah. May Allah light you and give you the light and wisdom in this life and after, inshaAllah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who are guarding their private part. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Except with their wife or husband. they will not be blamed. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. Whoever do other than that, they are the عادون. عادون almost like the oppressor one, the aggressor one. Okay? And number five, والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. And those, the one, they hold tight their covenant, their amana, their trust, their word, the promises, hold tight. You do not break it. If you ask me people, one sheikh, he teach me something when I was young. He said, my son, you won't really gain all the quality? Don't hurry. Don't hurry. And don't make your life busy. And I will give you one advice. If you gain it, you gain all the advice. And if you lose it, you lose all of them. I said, what is that? He said, keep your word and keep your commitment and keep your time. If you keep your word, keep your commitment, keep your time, 99% of you shayateen cannot help you or cannot, you know, get you. Why? When you look at us, we hurry, we make our life busy, we give short notice, we give appointment in a short time, we do it so hurry, we do not calculate it right from arrogance, and now I have to lie, I have to cheat, I have to argue. Meaning shaitan get me from every aspect just because one commitment. Bias way is the opposite. What you do? Huh? Take one thing. Don't busy your life. Make one topic at a time. You give somebody commitment, you meet somebody else, say, excuse me, I have a commitment. Forgive me. Finished. Don't be said that I'm shy, I have to accept. No. You're shy, you're breaking your own first commitment. Even with a child. I have a commitment with you, I tell you I'm coming five. And make everything possible to keep your word. If you keep your word, I promise you, you gain all the quality. And if you break your word and commitment and covenant, you break all the quality. They're coming like a chain. You get one, you gain all. You lose one, you lose all. And I want you to remember me. Because this advice, I saw it in my life. If you respect me now, and respect my advice, and take this only advice, and work very hard. Because all the majority of people who come late, they have to lie. They have to lie. To the point lie become normal. They have to make up things. And it's not the quality of the believer. By this way, today, one of the main crises is the ummah. We have no respect of time. We have no respect of our word. When I was young, my father, rahmatullah alayhi, gave me advice. He said, my son, keep your word even if you die. Even if you're going to get killed for it, keep it. I said, what's the value? I do not know. I was young. He said, because if you keep your word and somebody kill you, you die. But everybody would say, the honest, trustworthy one died. And you always have a legacy. And if you live, and they said the liar is alive, what's the value of your own living? And I saw it in my life. And also they said, Keep your word is a savior. Lie and break your word is a destroyer. Take it from me. I saw a disease among the young people today and among a lot of people today. There's no value of their own word. There's no value. To the point you do not remember what you said. You say one thing today, tomorrow something else, the third day something else. To the point your own shayateen do not make you remember what you said. And if I come and tell you this what you said, you argue with me. Instead of trying to figure out what you said and where it's coming from. By this way, one of the quality of the successful believer, keep their word, keep their covenant, keep the amanah. And by the way, what's the opposite of this quality? Khiyana, betrayer. And people who betrayed their word among the people of Jahannam, hellfire. It's not a small topic, it's a big topic. Allah considered it one of the main five of the one successful quality of the believer. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who are guarding the time of salah and their own salah. Always ye keep it on time. Don't have the habit to delay it without no purpose. Always do it the early possible you can. Unless you have halakha or something is different. But do it the maximum you can as a habit in the beginning of time. Who is this people? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Those are one who will be the inheritor. Inheritor of what? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will inherit the highest level in paradise. They will be there for infinity. Almost 25 years ago, actually 35 years ago, one of my teachers, he said, imagine if you just focus about this five, is not enough? You have to understand something about Quran. Any advice of Quran, you take it, it will bring all the quality with it. And any quality in a Quran, you break it, it brings all the disease with it. Remember me and don't forget me. What I tell you, I saw it by my own eyes. This is the quality of successful believer. According to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a quick history of how the human being has been created. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a very strong message. And after you grow and you've been created and you live your life, you will be dead. This number 15. After you grow, you will be dead. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةُ بَعْثُونَ. And after that, you will be resurrected in the Day of Judgment. And after that, another message. And we created seven levels of heaven above you, but you do not know. And you are in heedlessness. And after that, he gives you a story about the earth, provision, himself, what's going on. And he gives you a story about the people before us. And he gives you a story again about different messenger and prophet. And now he focuses about Nuh alayhi salam. And he teach us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we move from one location to another, when we move from one location to another, when we enter a place, what we say? وَقُلْ رَبِّ انْزِلْنِي وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. Oh Allah, make me come here in the most blessing, goodness place. Meaning what? Allah wants us to learn. And every time we make dua to Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us again to all the nation before us on what's happening. And here, I have a message. I want to share it with you. Allah, when He talked about many messengers before us, He didn't mention now specific one. And after that, He said, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Those who deny the message and disbelieve of the hereafter. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And make them enjoy their life. By this way, Allah talk about the disbeliever as a three quality. Deny to the message, deny the hereafter, and Allah make them enjoy life. This is, I call it, the recipe of disaster. Because once you enjoy your life, you don't care about akhirah. And all you worry about your own enjoyment. And after that, they start to argue. You find out today anybody has a lot of knowledge, a lot of money, a lot of status. All you worry about, argue. Why? Arrogant. Why? Dunya. Why? Material status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, I'm just jumping to give you some, you know, brief understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and every time I send a messenger, message after method, what they do is they lie. And they argue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you again to many messenger until He reached Musa again. And Fir'aun. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a advice. Ya ayyuha rasul. O messenger and prophet, eat from what is lawful to you. Eat what is good for you. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And do good deed. إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. I am with what you're doing, I know it. You see, today when I talk, a lot of you do not get me yet. A mu'min has this vigilant awareness. Allah is watching. Allah is knowing. How I can drift? For how long I drift? How I should drift for a long time if I'm a mu'min. And after that, Allah give us to this ummah advice. Look at the advice of Allah to this ummah. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتَكُمْ أُمَّ وَاحِدَةً. This ummah is ummah wahida. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ. And I'm Lord, I'm your Lord. فَاتَّقُونَ. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبْرًا. They cut the tie between each other. They cut and they become groups. كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Every group with what they have, they happy. They cut the connection, they become groups, and every group happy with what they have. Allah talk about us now. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتْهِمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. Let them in their own stray status, in their own illusion, until some time. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نَمُدَّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Do you think what I give you from money and kids is something good for you? Look at the warning. Do you think the status of material life and kids is good for you? No. نُسَارَ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. We give them goodness. بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they do not feel it. And when we have kids, when we have money, when we have status, we're happy. We're very happy. Money's coming. Kids is coming. Status is coming. And we think there's goodness. This actually for those Allah will finish them. And listen to this now, Allah will finish, change the scenario so quick. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةَ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Those who fear the reality and relationship between them and Allah. As we know, Allah will talk about all of a sudden. He gives you a scenario about all these people. Allah gives them money and all this. He said, don't worry about them. And all of a sudden, he talk about believer. Because don't forget this chapter of what? Believer. By the way, Allah tell you about those who go astray, and he tell you about the quality of the believer. What is the quality of the believer? Those who fear their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those who believe in the sign of Allah. What happened to Thailand yesterday? What happened to China? What happened to storm after storm? Yesterday in Midwest in the United States, tomorrow in Europe, the following week in Russia, next week in Philippines or Bangladesh, next week in China and Thailand. Do we understand what's going on? By this way, the believer, according to Allah, those are one watching the sign of Allah. Do you know the signs? Meaning Allah tell me, wake up, you can be next. It doesn't matter you are in a valley or in a jungle, you're in a village or in a big city, you are in a resort or not in a resort. We forget tsunami. Tsunami is the one attack all the resort, the beaches. Beaches, it has no cities. Full of a resort. And when you hear people going for fun, for a vacation, finished in a split of a moment. By this way, in here, Allah said, the believer, the one vigilant and aware about the sign of Allah. By this way, when I see all this, this not I watch the news weather and that's it. No, I should worry. It should give me awareness and awakeness. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. And those with their Lord, they have no share, they have no association. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجْلَةً إِنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَجْعُونَ. Beautiful verse, very beautiful. And those who give with a very soft heart. Imagine, Allah now give two quality. They give with soft heart. They worry if Allah accept or not. And they know they're going to meet their Lord. Because when you are in a state of iman and you're giving and you won't give more. You won't give more because you know what you're giving. Allah will take it. And when you meet Allah, you will find everything you give to Allah with Allah. This is your bank account. This is real bank account. So when you die, you will find it. This is why the early people said, what you save with Allah is for you. What you save in the bank of dunya is not for you. You're going to die and you will not take. You take only what you spend for Allah. Anything you do not spend for Allah, you will never take. You will be punished with it in dunya by stinginess and punished with it again in the hereafter because you never spend it. Look at the verse after that again. أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون. Those are the ones who are rushing to do good, to do good deed. وهم لها سابقون. Meaning if we are together, the mu'min, he won't be the first. He won't be the one. You see? Today when we talk time come for good deed, everybody delay it. And we think by delaying it, I blaze again. Don't ask me, ask somebody else. Take from somebody, don't take from me. Why? Sickness. But the believer, like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan, sabiqoon, hurry. The hurry to do. Look at this now. This for all of you now, answer for what we talk about it. Verse 62. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. I will never give a soul what cannot handle. This Allah. وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْتِقْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And we have a book written in it everything you say and you do. And at this day, you will not be oppressed. And you cannot oppress nobody. If I'm a believer now, can I play a game with you? Can I lie to you because I want to look good? Can I keep changing my word because of my sickness? Which one is easy? To keep my word and I look bad, or I lie and be a cheater just to make sure myself look good? This was a companion. When they make mistakes, he said, I made a mistake, finished. Because you do not want to be a liar. Whatever happened, happened. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْتَقُ بِالْحَقِّ. We have a book, will say the truth. Look at after that. بَلْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. But their heart is not belong to that. Look at what Allah said right away. Their heart is not belong to the truth. وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالٌ مِّنْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And they do another action. Meaning Allah knows their sickness. They have another action you do not know. Now what Allah said after that? He said, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, you want to enjoy? Enjoy. And when you are in the middle of enjoyment, I will send you my torture. You will not be victorious. Run where you run. You cannot escape my torture. Look at the hurricane, earthquake, volcano, tsunami, you name it, diseases. Can you escape it? When it's written, finished. Look at after that. قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. You used to hear my word. فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكُسُونَ. You will shake your head and you put it between your leg and you go and you deny the message. This is not what Allah said. No, I said that. Between the leg is me. But the verse, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you used to hear my sign. You used to hear my word. And after you hear it, you deny it. And you shake your head. And you go back like you never heard anything. Meaning, you're acting with cowardice. Against what? Against Allah's word. But we'll look at after that right away. In the front of us, we are like this and coward. No. Coward is a state of shaitan. And this is why after that, مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِعًا تَعْجُرُ. They were arrogant. And they take it as entertainment. And after that, they immigrate from the message. Why is we arrogant? Entertainment and immigrate from the message. After that, what Allah said, أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلِ. Did you not comprehend what you're hearing? أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمْ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Or they will receive something their parents never received. Do you see the message? It's not soft. It's very tough. Why? Allah created us. Allah, He knows who we are. We cannot play a game. You can be weak, no problem. But don't play a game with Allah. This is why if we go back to the five qualities, don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't break your word. Don't break your covenant. And after that, Allah will explain about the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You guide them in a truth path. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. Those who disbelieve of the hereafter, the لَاكِبُون. They are on the side. You have to understand in here what meaning in the side. Meaning you see the road, you know the road, you know, but you never choose the road. Is this not our people today? Now, this surah, because Surah Al-Mu'minun, really, we can go through it for many, many, many weeks. وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ دُرٍ لَلَجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And if we send them rahmah, if we give them mercy, and we elevate their calamity, I elevate your calamity, I help you, I support you. What happened? After that, لَلَجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. They will go back to their own diseases again. How many of us do that? When Allah give us calamity, I will be good, I will be good, I will do all the goodness, I will do, I will do, I will do. And once Allah give you goodness, you go back to your own diseases and you forget all your promises. You forget what you want. You forget what you're saying. And you said, I wish. But after Allah give you ease, instead of keeping your word, you won't betray your word. Let me tell you, honest to Allah for all of you, something I saw in my life. You betrayed the covenant between you and Allah, the calamity next will be severe. You tried to keep your word between you and Allah, next will be so beautiful. And Allah will make it easy for you, and Allah will elevate you. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لَرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. And I send them torture. I send them hardship. Maybe they will come back to me. Maybe they will humble themselves to me. Maybe they will make dua to me. Unless and until I open the door of torture for them. Meaning death and Jahannam. And after that he said, I create you and I give you vision and hearing and ability, but the majority do not thank me. And after that he give you a story about life. How is life? How much bounty he give you? How he create you? How he give you all the bounty of earth is for you? And after that, Allah will start doing something else. He give you a sentence with a question mark. It start with verse 84. قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask them, who owned the earth and what it contained? If you know, who owned it? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. They will say it belong to Allah. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Did you not comprehend it? قل say يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. Who's the owner of heaven and earth and the sky and the glory throne of Allah? This is Allah. قل أفلا تتقون. Did you not fear Allah? Say يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه. Who own and control the affair and every aspect in life? They said Allah. And He can help you and nobody can help you. Did you not know? They said yes. قُلْ فَأَنَّا تُسْحَرُونَ. meaning you are almost like in a state of illusion. Why? Why after all this knowledge you do not get it? بَلْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. We send them the truth, but they are a liar. Look at the message. It's not soft. And after that, Allah praise Himself. And He says, Subhanallah amma yasifun. Praise to Allah of what they say and what they do. About Isa alayhi salam, and, you know, Maryam alayhi salam have the Son of God and the Trinity and all this. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us, okay, advice again. Very beautiful. وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Oh Allah, I seek support from You and by You, toward You, from shayateen. I'm running toward You, help me out. From هَمَزَاتُ الشَّيَاطِينِ, from the whisperer of shayateen. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي أَنْ يَحْضِرُونَ. And oh my Lord, save me if they arrive. Today they arriving and sitting and having tea and coffee with me. No, a mu'min, you should not have shayateen for a long time. Whisper, yes. But you should not allow it to give you helicopter for hours and days. And unless they stay like that, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Unless the death will come. قَالَ رَبِّ رَجْعُونَ. Oh Allah, allow me to come back. I will do a good deed. I will spend. He said, no, it's just a lie again. And if I let him go back to life, he will do the same thing. Is this an easy message? And after that again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us the sign of the believer and how they be treated after death, and the sign of the disbeliever and the stingy one and how they will be treated after death. And again, when you look in the Quran, stingy and arrogant always together as a quality of disbeliever. And believer is ease and spin and humble and humility and listening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us a scenario of the Day of Judgment. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells the people of Jahannam, go to Jahannam. And at this time He said to all them, remember, servant of me used to warn you about today. And used to laugh at them. Used to laugh at them. And you do not remember me. Today, I will give them the highest level. The ways you are patient. They are the successful one. Look at now, 112, 113, 114, and until the end of the chapter. Very precise now. Listen to this message now. Allah will tell them, in the Day of Judgment, كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ. Did you stay in earth? How many? How many years you stay in earth? قَالُوا لَبِسْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمًا. Oh Allah, it's like a day or so. Just a day or so. What it meaning? In a Day of Judgment, when you realize how long you stay in a grave, compared to your life become a blink of an eye. This called 60, 70, 80 years is nothing. Ask yourself, how old am I? Yesterday I was 5. Today I'm 20. Tomorrow I'm 50. Tomorrow I'm in the grave. Boom, boom, boom. Ask anybody 50, 60, 70. Said, do you remember when you were young? You remember what? It's gone. Boom. Time running so quick. Allah will answer them, قَالَ إِن لَبِسْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You just spend on earth just a little bit. Only if you know. Only if you know. Now listen to the final. Because Makki Quran has a final message for us. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Did you think I create you just like that and you're not coming back to me? فتعالى الله الملك الحق. Praise and glory to Allah, the King of Dominion. لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. The owner of the high exalted throne. ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به. And whoever seek another Lord than Allah has no any evidence. And he has no any proof. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Allah will take care about him and he will judge him accordingly. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلَحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. He will never give disbeliever a success. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And say, O my Lord, forgive me and give me rahmah. And you are the owner of mercy, the best merciful one. This is for whom? For me. If I'm a believer, I ask him, forgive me, Allah. Give me rahmah. Forgive me, give me rahmah. What it mean? Give me belonging. Make me belong to you. Give me vision. Allow me to be for you. Give me the quality. Increase my guidance. Increase my belief toward you. Increase my rely toward you. Don't make me an illusion. Don't make me believe in material life or kids or status. Give me the humble and humility. Give me the quality beloved to you. By the way, one time I was talking to one brother and I love him for Allah. Are you thinking about Akhirah? And you're thinking about your good deed? Do you know what he said? He was honest. He said, I have it in the back burner. Dunya is higher. I tell him, at least you said the truth. But now the truth, the one you said it, remember, is evidence to you or against you. Dunya is tough, very tough. Dunya like a deep cyclone, but cyclone inside the ocean. If you ask anybody about ocean, cyclone in the ocean, if you go inside, is not, you're not coming out. It will be too late. The ocean or the seas full of cyclone, a lot of current, very heavy current, similar to tornado. This is what's happening to us. By this way, today, the majority of mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim, they are drowning in the cyclone of dunya. And they are in a state of heedlessness, ghafla, astray from the reality of the hereafter. By the way, what is Ramadan? Yes, Ramadan is Rahmah. Quran is Rahmah. If we listen and comprehend, if we listen and obey, if we listen and we try, just try. If you look from beginning and end of the Quran, Allah do not want you to be, you know, 100%, no. You will see it. Allah, He know. You will be weak. You commit sins and everything. But Allah wants you to come. Come, try. Like one scholar when I was young, he said something so beautiful. He said, you will never judge according to your action, the way you think. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't judge you according to your trial. And trying, mujahada. This why is a verse in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle for me and toward me, I will guide them to my way. The maximum weak you are, the very strong in the eye of Allah. And this why even when you read the hadith about the person who have tahtaha, who cannot even read Quran, but he tried, he get double reward. He tried. By the way, don't ever say and listen to your shaitan, I am no good, I cannot make it, I have no quality. No, it's a lie, it's an arrogant, it's a disease. All you have to do, knock on the door of Allah, said Allah, open for me, give it a try, Allah will accept. You see? But one Imam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, he said, one of the maximum arrogant to say, I cannot do it. I do not have it. This is the ultimate arrogant. This is what the kuffar say. Some disbeliever today said, excuse me, he didn't guide me. I'm here. He guide you, he didn't guide me. What do you want from me? You see, what's the difference between the disbeliever and us? When we acting like that, or when we acting even against condition, and we forget condition from Allah. By the way, Ramadan, the month of rahmah, the month of forgiveness, the month of kindness, the month of nafahat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah, he owned the time. And the time of Allah, he has nafahat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a dahr. Dahr is a time. And during this time is nafahat. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ اللَّهِ. Be ready to gain from this nafahat. Why? Because Ramadan is the month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it to send Quran. By this way, every occasion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a certain amount of rahmah, He tell you, come, try, wake up, come to me. And also it's a trial for all of us. What I'm going to do? How much effort? How much I believe in Him? How much I want from Him? How much I'm willing to show Him? This called Iman. This called guidance. This called Rahmah. This called Nur. What time now? How many minutes left? 15. I think we leave it at this moment, because the another message will be another message, and I won't focus today in one message. If we go back to the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun and we look to the quality, the 5-6 quality in the beginning of Mu'minun is enough for all of us. The successful believer, the one, what the habit, the first quality? Khushu' belong to Allah. They have salah with communication, with connection, with humble and humility, with devotion and concentration. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Muslim pray, he will not gain from his prayer except what? From ma'aqala minha. You will not gain from your prayer except what you comprehend from your own prayer. If you pray and you lost, you do not pray. And Rasulullah said, can I show you who is the ultimate thief? They said, who is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, the one who steals from his own salah. And this is why, again, when you look to the quality of the believer in Surah Al-Mu'minun, what's the first quality? Salah. If you focus on your salah, the rest is easy. And before you focus on salah, focus on wudu. And wudu is two: physical wudu and spiritual wudu. The physical wudu is a regular wudu. The spiritual wudu to cleanse your heart from dunya. Cleanse your heart from mischief, from envy, from jealousy, from hate. That's why when you go to salah, you go to salah with pure heart the maximum you can. Those are successful believer. What's the second quality? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And those are away from any bad environment. Look at the second quality. Allah tell you, get away from bad environment. You cannot do it. Allah, you know what He's talking about. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلْزَكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. And those who are always giving charity and spending. This is not my message. This is Allah's message. If you do not believe me, go to chapter Al-Mu'minun and read it carefully. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who are protected their own private part. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Except of those who are married and belong to them, they will not be blamed. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And those who hold the covenant, the promise, the commitment, their time, their word, they do not break it. I bear witness to Allah. Be careful, people. Mankind is waiting to see a Muslim keep his word and commitment. But let me give you bad news. If you break the covenant between you and Allah, you will have the covenant between me and you. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who guard the time of salah and they always be on salah on time. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Those will inherit. Inherit, not own, inherit. This is another topic. الفردوس الأعلى هم فيها خالدون. Those the one who inherit the highest living in paradise. هم فيها خالدون. They will be there for infinity. Look how the message of Allah started and look at the way it ended. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْ وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, forgive me and give me rahmah, and you are the most merciful. Hidayah is rahmah. For your ear to hear the message is rahmah. For your heart to receive it is rahmah. Now what missing? Mujahada, struggle. And this was a wise way. What is Ramadan? It's a month of jihad. Struggle. Struggle against whom? Myself. If you do not win the battle inside, you will never win any battle. If you do not win the battle inside of you, you will never win any battle. If you do not control the reign of yourself, Shaitan controlling you. If you do not cleanse yourself in Ramadan to develop quality, shaitan controlling you and fill you with a bad, nasty habits. Bless Ramadan, month of rahmah, month of treasure, month of a chance to cleanse, to purify our body and soul, get closer to Allah. And when the rahmah, the forgiveness, purification of hellfire, and most of all, the pleasure of Allah, and if we're lucky, we get Laylatul Qadr, and if we're lucky, Allah give us af, the erasing of all our sins and bad quality. Who's the lucky one? The lucky one who hears a message and said, "Oh Allah, allow me to be among those." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and all who hear me and all mankind to hear my message. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the spreader of the rahmah of Allah. Make us, O Allah, the spreader of your message. Make us the living people of your message with the quality it pleasing you. O Allah, cleanse our soul and our body from all the diseases of the heart, from all the bad quality, from the quality belong to shaitan, and fill our heart and body with the quality belong to you. O Allah, you love the generous one, make us among those. O Allah, you love the humble one, make us among those. O Allah, you love the truthfulness one, make us among those. O Allah, you love the sincere one, make us among those. O Allah, please, Ya Allah, we are weak, we are so weak. Give us strength from your strength. Give us ability from your ability. Without you, we cannot go anywhere, Ya Allah. We beg you, Ya Allah, give us the light and wisdom and ability and tawfiq and strength to be for you, Ya Allah, to carry the message by your guidance and your light and wisdom and rahmah, Ya Allah. O Allah, you are arhamur rahimin wa akramul akramin, the most generous, the most merciful. O Allah, fill our heart with rahmah, fill our talk with rahmah, fill our hand and body and soul and heart with generosity, Ya Allah, to be the role model and the lighthouse to spread the message of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are so sick, and you are the owner of all the cure. O Allah, cure our heart and body from all the disease and bad quality you do not like, Ya Allah. O Allah, even sincerity, we cannot have it without you, Ya Allah. Truthfulness, we cannot have it without you, Ya Allah. O Allah, give it to us, Ya Allah. Give it to us, Ya Allah, and cleanse us, and give us strength against ourselves, and give us strength and ability and be victorious against our shayateen, our nafs, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. We beg you, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, wa Ya Akramul Akrameen, wa Ya Hayya Qayyum, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, Bismika al-A'zam, wa Rudwanaka al-Akbar, wa Sultanaka al-Qadim, wa Arshuka al-Azim al-Kareem, wa Baytuka al-Atiq, وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وبإسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت. اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو حليم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة لنا ولآبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وإخواننا في الله وأخواتنا في الله وكل من يعيننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير وكل من سألنا الدعاء وكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، رب العرش العظيم، رب العرش الكريم، رب العرش المجيد. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل.